We'll be right back. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the one, the only, Monterey's!
Back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, New Jersey. And What was all that mess? We'll explain that first. The Monterey's with Bo Diddy. The Exports with Car Hop. Four Bits and Tax with Can't Sit Down. The Sierras with Party at Taco Town. We're with the Buddies and the Beatle. And Mr. T Program, that said, he's out here today promoting his latest project. Bo did it. Whatever this thing. Bo did it. Bo did it. You want to tell the folks about this, Mr. T?
Well, we at Satan Records, we try and figure out what it is the kids out there don't want and then cram it down their throats. And we figured an album of all Bo Diddley ripoffs would probably be the thing that nobody wanted. So this is
18
our new product.
Of them. Including such stars as Elwood James, Gar Bacon, The Curios, The Spotniks, Curly and the Jades, Phil Flowers, Curly and the Jades. They did pretty well in our Bo Diddley Soundalike contest. I think they came in like fifth.
Hmm.
And this is in the stores right now. And there's a picture of Bo's rabbi here on the cover. This is an amazing album cover. And what else are we going to do today? We got Gene Vincent's birthday party. We got Wilbert's Corner, the return of Wilbert Harrison's Corner. A Vibe Report at 4:30, which will be simulcast in Springfield, Missouri, for those of you flying to Springfield at 4:30 on some weird FM station there. And all our usual trash. And Mr. T brought a ton of records to spin. Take the little break from our usual trash. And we got one queued up here, Roy Boogie Boy Perkins. You got anything to say about that?
No, nothing whatsoever. I think I'll let the music speak for itself, because it truly does on this one.
I'll bet. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute with the news and all that.
Around by the in a big bada 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 bada
Was there always that rotten tune? Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
Drop her on the pillow in the sand and she lay. was the lead drop, the dime, and the jukebox played. And we went strolling on the beat.
Hold me tight and pull and go. And we went
strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Well, falling in love, I'm doing it. We went strolling on the beat.
Ooh. Well, here, baby, we had made it to the beat. Great, great to life. Living all that water out there. I know we're going to have a great big time.
That guy with the sax would give up.
Well, hey, little schoolgirl, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Me right it all for my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl. Well, hey, little schoolgirl. I'm gonna mess up your mind.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. I'm gonna mess up your mind.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
You're
the only one I know.
And knocks me right it all for my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Me right it all for my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl. 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 Hey, little
Oh, listen to the sounds of hell.
Yep. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Sick of the Bo Diddley riff yet? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. What all that was from the bottom of the deck, we'll let Mr. T tell you.
Okay, that last was Billy Bland and Chicken in a Basket, and Billy Bland now actually serves Chicken in a Basket at his restaurant up in Harlem. Fortunately, I don't know the name of it offhand, but
Chicken Burger World.
Yeah, just go in every restaurant in Harlem until you run into him. Elwood James from the Bo Diddit album, soon to be a classic, and Arkansas Jane. Doug Somm, the little world premiere there. You heard it first right here on Radio Hound. Buzz, Buzz, Buzz from his forthcoming album, Jukebox Hero.
We're going to try to get Sir Doug in here, and when he's in, he'll be in town in April.
Yeah, and he should actually be visiting Hoboken on April 16th and hopefully visiting the Hound Show on the 15th. We heard the production genius of Mr. Ellis McDaniel on Hey There, Little Schoolgirl by the Marquise, the Hollywood Flames strolling on the beach, and we kick things off with Roy Boogie Boy Perkins, Ba-da!
That's right, folks. All courtesy of Mr. T. Anyway, we got a little news. We got Andy the bartender here, and Denois working on the news desk. Il Bruce is sick today.
Sick, with
the flu.
We also have a very special concert announcement around 5 p.m. today, so you kids might want to get your pencils and paper ready out there.
All right, we're giving away tickets, right?
Well, that too, but there's just so much today, Hound. I don't know if we're going to be able to cram it all into 3 hours.
Well, we just won't play any records. Anyway, let's start with some radio news here. Don't be surprised if you catch WNEW-FM Scott Muni or Dave Herman strolling around in army attire. The DJs are under orders from their new station manager, Peter Coughlin, to wear military jackets. This is true, folks. I have to bring the bongos down. This is so ridiculous. In a memo dated February 2nd, Coughlin ordered his men to toe the line. When you open the mic, remember we are at war. Put your jacket on to remind you this wartime period we are engaged in, and do the best break you've ever done in your life. Other NEW employees are grumbling about rules and forcing them to sign in and out every time they leave the office. Coughlin is the Captain Queeg of FM radio, said one staffer. Well, here at FMU, unfortunately, Ken Friedman has decided radio is much like a circus, and we are forced to wear clown suits. And you know where to send those complaint letters, folks. This bozo wig does not fit under the headphones. Anyway, Dee Dee's out today, too. Where'd Dee Dee go?
Oh, she went to work.
Well, I'll have to do the celebrity news. What do we got here in the celebrity news? Loretta Lynn had another nervous breakdown. Big deal. David Crosby, everybody's favorite fat man. Doubleday, they have sustained major losses on Crosby's autobiography, Long Time Gone. They're speaking about his brain there. The musician's memoir came out last fall after Crosby was paid $600,000 in advance and guaranteed another $400,000. And that buys a lot of crack. And the book detailing his various addictions, arrests, and imprisonments, as well as his years as a member of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, he devotes an entire page to the Byrds, folks. It was a big disappointment for Doubleday, and they lost a fortune on it. Poor guy. And let's see. From the Debbie Gibson desk, teenage pop star Debbie Gibson, who was like totally hot on the prepubescent set, will capitalize on this status with a fragrance deal. It's called never mind. That's a It'll be marketed to young girls who helped make her debut album, Out of the Blue, a smash success. The fragrance will be sold, of course, in malls.
I think it's called Tiffany.
Is it called Tiffany?
Yeah.
I had another one, but I think I'm getting in all kinds of trouble here for saying stuff like that. Anyway, we'll let Todd do one last news story.
Okay. Court clears away for musical of Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy pulled from the CBS schedule 25 years ago after protests about how blacks were portrayed could be heading for Broadway boards thanks to a federal appeals court decision, Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, overturning a lower court rule Monday night that CBS did not have blanket trademark rights to the show and its characters. And a playwright who brought the action 5 years ago said yesterday that he still has plans for his proposed musical production. And let's see.
Yeah, well, there will be a new Amos and Andy is basically the gist of it. Who do you think they're going to cast as Amos and Andy?
It's the same guy who produced Springtime for Hitler.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. Hopefully, Boozoo Chavis and Gaylord Fields.
I was thinking, like, that would be good. They'll probably, what they should really have is, like, Dan Aykroyd and John Candy and Blackface. That would be good. Oh, Dennis just handed me one last bit of celebrity news here. Bob Dylan has had a nasty encounter with a crustacean the other night. at R.J. Scotty's on 9th Avenue. He ordered the house specialty, linguine with lobster, but when the lobster arrived, they still had the shell on. He sent his meal back for shelling, and angry screams were heard from the kitchen. The chef, Sergio Pertot, was most offended that someone would object to his prize-winning dish, and only when Dylan came back and personally apologized would he calm down. It's been a slow news week, folks. What can I tell you? Anyway, on this date in history, in 1935, some little hillbilly mama begat the world one Gene Vincent. And had he lived this long, he would be 59 today. But we remember the greasy little gimp. He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they have to make way for real rock and rollers like Stevie Wonder and Mike Love. But, you know, so we're just going to play a bunch of Gene Vincent records, and then you could all say, gee, isn't it sad that the little guy died? Let's hit it. Yeah.
Currently, in the top five sellers in America, Gene Vincent does his famous recording hit, Bebop-a-Lula.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean man. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean man. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Well, she's so gay, red, blue jeans. She's the queen of love of all the teens. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one who loves me. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Ah! She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one who yells, mama, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby.
Cat, where's that direction?
Man, ain't you heard? They got one of them in every town.
Real cool.
Bob Street. Bob Thank you.
time by looking to her eyes of blue. Well, now, baby, baby, baby,
baby,
baby. Looking, she'd be better off there. There's a brand new lassie moved in down the block. She got a classy chassis and she knows how to rock. Stacked just a ride from her head to her shoe. She acts like something that escaped from the zoo. Flea brain,
flea brain,
hop, 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 flea brain,
flea brain,
rock, 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 flea brain. She got a hole in her head. If she wasn't good or looking, she'd be better off there. Right in there. Soda fountain over on bowl. She had an ice cream sundae and a hot cup of joe. She leaned way back just to straighten up her hose. Well, the ice cream melted and the coffee froze. Flea brain,
flea brain,
rock, 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 flea brain,
flea brain,
rock, 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 flea brain. A hole in her head. If she wasn't good to look, she'd be better off dead. Rock. Brain up to Lover's Hill. I had it in my mind to give a kid a thrill. Stuck to me like a chicken to the roof. I thought that cat would never turn me loose. Flea brain,
flea brain,
hop, 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 flea brain,
flea brain,
rock, 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 flea brain. She's a real hip kid. Flea brain knows more than I thought she did. Flea brain, hop, 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 flea brain,
flea brain,
rock, 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 flea brain. She's a real hip kid. Flea brain knows more than I thought she did.
Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip.
Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, up, whip, whip, whip.
She looked to me, where can it be? Where's your Cadillac car? A Cadillac car,
Cadillac car.
Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Woo.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
She said to me, where can it be? Where's your diamond ring? A diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Where can I give me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Yeah.
jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pat this corn squeal. Mercy, white, light, hey. Well, G-Man, G-Man, never lose two. Searching for the place where he played his fruit. Oh, he was looking, trying to hook it, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. This is a Ham. This is WFMU East Orange. And there it is, you know, Gene Vincent. He came, he rocked, he croaked. C'est la vie. And so what do we hear? We had Bop Street intro and outro as bookends there. White Lightning, live with Eddie Cochran from some British TV show. Get It with, that's a super session in itself with Buck Owens on lead guitar and Eddie Cochran singing back up. Flea Brain, any dedications for Flea Brain, anybody? No?
No.
Baby Blue, that, yeah, Andy's request there.
Baby.
And a live version of Bebopalula from the Alan Freed Show, 1956. And we got some more news we can get to. Delaware Bill would restore Whipping Post. For all you Allman Brothers fans, a bill introduced in the state Senate on Thursday would bring back public whipping as punishment for those convicted of dealing in hard drugs. The first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution, Delaware, was the last to abandon the whipping post, although the last lawbreaker to feel the sting of the lashes was in 1952. The practice of corporal punishment for crimes like rape, theft, and assault was not stricken from the state code until the early 70s.
I think the stocks, that's what they should bring back.
The stocks?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Put people out in the main square, yeah. It'd be a good one for insider trading.
What about the one where they stretch the body out?
Oh, the rack. Yes.
Cruel and unusual. I guess if you interpret cruel and unusual to mean it has to be cruel and unusual at the same time. The bill mandates a public whipping of 5 to 40 lashes, well laid on, for trafficking in hard drugs. Multiple offenses could bring a maximum of 60 strokes, but the judge would have the discretion to admit or reduce the number of lashes for women, juveniles, and pre-adolescents.
Ah, yes. Whip me, beat me,
send me to
jail.
The ones who need it the most.
Right, yes, yeah. That is true. And, Representative Charles L. Hebner, a Republican leader of the State House, suggested that in addition to the whipping post, the legislature might do well to consider restoring the stocks and pillory for white-collar criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, Mr. Teague, you got something you're plugging here besides the Bo Did It?
Oh, it's the show everybody's talking about. Next Friday, February 17th, over at Maxwell's.
You mean the stripper from Billy's bachelor party?
Well, we're talking future here. Everybody's still talking about that, but mm-hmm. Got to move upwards and onwards. And the, next Friday we've got a Norton recording artist, the Untamed Youth from Missouri, Hideout recording artist, world famous Blue Jays, whom you're all familiar with, Telstar recording artist, the Pussy Willows, whom we'll be hearing from later in the show, another world premiere here on Radio Hound, and also, I'm not making this one up, kids, Alica's Attic, directly from Hollywood, featuring River and Rainbow Phoenix and three other people whose names I don't know. And to top it all off, Vince Bernicevic. Yes, that is the same Vince Bernicevic who plays in Vince Bernicevic's Air Force. Will be spinning records and conducting interviews in the DJ booth.
That's all in one night? That's next Friday?
And it's only $5.
Oh, my God. I guess you haven't paid these bands much, huh?
We don't know that yet.
We have anything else to announce? Yeah, the world-famous Blue Jays at McGovern's on Spring Street tonight. That's free. Otis Rush at the Village Gate tonight, for those of you who have trouble sleeping at night. Robert Jr. Lockwood with Pine Top Perkins and Little Mike and the Tornadoes at Town Hall tonight. And whatever.
And also, don't forget... Oh, nope, nope. We can't announce that till 5. I'm sorry.
What's that?
The very special concert announcement that we have at 5 p.m.
Oh, I was trying to trick you into saying whatever it is. I don't even know what it is, folks. Anyway, what do we got queued up here, Mr. T?
Well, let's give a listen to the Untamed Youth. And why don't we give away a pair of tickets for this show on Friday, providing any knuckleheads out there can identify the fanzine that the Untamed Youth producer put out during the 1970s.
Yikes. Okay, the guy who produced the Untamed Youth record had a fanzine in the mid-70s. If you know the name of that fanzine, you win two tickets to this extravaganza at Maxwell's next Friday. If you can remember all that, dial 201-266-7999 and ask for Mr. T. And here are Untamed Youth. And they're playing at Billy and Miriam's wedding tomorrow. Congratulations, Billy and Miriam, if Billy recovered from the bachelor party.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Starr from Dallas, Texas. Hoping you're listening to this nonsense on The Hound Show at WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey. 91.1 FM on your blaster. Wishing all of you a very merry...
Life for Linda!
My girl, as I sat down and out of the tree, little Aphelita, she was looking at me, smiles so warm, eyes so bright, little Aphelita, let's go out tonight. Late at night when I took you home, you were standing there all alone, you held my hand, oh so tight, little Aphelita, let me love you tonight. I called her on the phone the very next day, the butler answered, said she'd gone away, I'm so blue, darling, what can I do, little Aphelita, what's wrong with you? I'm in love with you. I got a letter from her yesterday. She said she's coming home to stay. She told me how true she's gonna be. Little Aphelita, she's in love with me. 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 Little Aphelita, little Aphelita, little Aphelita, she's in love with me.
Turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was mine, you see. This is a free country. I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry. I
first good piece play tonight, you don't like it. Some people just ain't got any good taste.
Ni tampoco un desenfrenado. Yo lo único que quiero es bailar rock and roll y que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Vean los locos y ponemos en aplano una sesión. Traigan chamacos que andan viendo y que nos den un buen jalón. Si en los discos del rebelde habrá un gran vacilón. Que suelten las melenas, vengan abajo los copetes. Hay que se quiten las corbatas, que se pongan las chamarras, las guitarras, las rodillas sin parar. Navajas italianas, pantalones, chamaqueros que no tienen nuestras piernas sin cesar. Yo no soy un rebelde sin causa, ni tampoco un desenfrenado. Yo lo único que quiero es bailar rock and roll y que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son. Ay, que me dejen vacilar sin ton y son.
Shining right in my eyes, man, it's really coming down.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU, East Orange. It's a legal ID. Anyway, Mr. T, you can go through the list from the bottom of the deck.
All right, that wonderful stupid rock beat, that's the stuff I eat. We heard Andy and the Manhattans, and that's Andy Anderson from the old rockabilly guy going punk there with a double wraparound mirror shades. Los Locos del Ritmo, some estupido rock, and Yo No Soy Rebelde, The Emperor's Laughing Linda, The Bugs with It's Alright, some Pennsylvania frat rock, and we start off with Untamed Youth, who'll be at Maxwell's next Friday, and their charming medley of Antique 32, Studebaker Dictator Coupe, and Surfin' Hearse.
Yep. And we don't have a winner in the contest. Tough question. We'll go through it one more time. The name of the fanzine published by the guy who produced the Untamed Youth record.
And if you don't get that one, how about if you just tell us the name of the fanzine put out by the guy in the Untamed Youth?
Yeah, 201-26-79-NOT-NOT. Although we do have an illiterate listenership here, so I wouldn't count on getting a wiener.
I guess that's why you got to read them the news every week, Hound, because they can't do it themselves.
You know. Johnny Paycheck went into the can this week. Country singer Johnny Paycheck, after pleading to a judge for mercy. Somebody want to get that? Maybe that's a winner. Was taken to Hillsborough, Ohio Monday, where he began serving 7 to 9.5 years for his conviction in a 1985 tavern shooting. It was Paycheck's second sentencing in the case, and the same term he received at the original May 1986 sentencing. He's 50. He's from nearby Greenville. He pleaded for leniency, saying he needed to earn money in concerts because his wife has cancer and they have no health insurance, and he's paying cash for her medical treatments. If I'm taken away, my wife will be dead in 6 months.
Should have thought of that before.
Anyway, Paycheck, whose real name is Donnie Little, was convicted of aggravated assault, tampering with evidence for discarding the handgun he used, and using a firearm during a felony. What he basically did was he shot a guy in a bar in a coke frenzy for virtually no reason. Speaking of guns, this is usually Il Bruce's thing here, but I'll take the gun news. We have another update on the NRA coloring book. My gun safety coloring book that the National Rifle Association has put out. Alarmed over a sharp increase in the number of children shot in Harlem, pediatrics department at Harlem Hospital has turned to the NRA for help. I don't like the NRA too much, but they have gun safety books that we think might help around here, said Barbara Barlow, the head of the pediatrics department. The NRA publishes an 8-page coloring book called My Gun Safety Book that promotes a 3-point safety message. Don't touch, leave the area, and tell an adult, is their message.
That goes for almost any activity if you think about it.
Right. The book is designed for children in kindergarten through second grade, and they have 35,000 of these things, which cost 20 cents each to print, and here's another good quote. Guns are a fact of life in Harlem. We teach kids about sex and AIDS. We have to teach them about guns. And 35% of the children who die in Harlem every year die of gunshot wounds. And, yeah, that's about the best part of that article.
Hopefully none of them were killed while dining at Billy Bland's restaurant.
No. But speaking of, speaking of sleazy crimes, Marsha L. Allen, a Harvard MBA, 1976, used the School of Hard Knocks to beat a grand larceny rap. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said she hired a thug to break her lawyer's leg so she can get out on a mistrial. She's from South Orange, so maybe she's listening. Hi there, Marsha. You're this week's caveman in a spaceship.
Yeah. You should play that cut, One Less Philadelphia Lawyer Now.
That's right. It seems that on the eve of the jury selection, Allen, age 36, of South Orange, complained to the judge about the quality of her legal representation. When he rejected her complaint, Allen allegedly took the law into her own hands and paid a hitman $5,000 to break her lawyer's knee.
Ouch!
It happened at 8:30 at night down on Walker Street in downtown Manhattan. A bat-wielding thug smashed his left leg at the shin.
It was covered in wrapping paper.
Wells was hospitalized for 4 days and a mistrial was declared. So it worked, right. Allen, who stands 6 feet tall and weighs 215 pounds, worked at the clinic as a counselor in a fasting program. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got anything else to say? Mr. T?
Well, should we hear some more music, Hound?
if you want to call it that. We have a set of Todd has programmed an entire set here made up of musicians who sit when they pee. And open this one up with the Pussy Willows and No Jokes About the Size of Eleanor's Butt.
Oh,
Well, folks, we have to interrupt this because the vibe report came in early, and you know how these things go. Roscoe. Yellow. Where'd he go? Nope, back to the record.
That's his ripples on the back. His neighborhood's a jungle, so he travels with a pack. When folks say he's bad, like they always do, I get so mad, cause I know it really ain't true. And I ought to know, cause I'm Chico's girl. Chico meant to come on, so we don't get pushed around. He grew up the hard way in the toughest part of town. Now he tried to show tough as can be, but it ain't so, and nobody knows it but me. No one knows what Taylor side. Chico hides from the world. A side that he shows just to me. Cause I'm Chico's girl.
Roscoe, you there? Hello. Are you on the air there, Roscoe? You should be on the air.
Yeah.
Bill the Hound.
Here you are.
Hey.
We keep losing you here.
That happens.
I know. Anyway, it's time for the State of the Vibe Report, folks, breaking into that little gal set there. And Roscoe, direct from his wildly successful gigs last week in our area.
Yeah, I want to thank all the Hound listeners that were down there at all the gigs, and
most especially the ones not on the guest list.
Right. Well, that was pretty impressive. The fact that people actually showed up and paid
in great numbers.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. You know, I'm always around and hanging around, and I wasn't really sure if I was just a nuisance or what. But I think people actually kind of enjoyed the whole deal.
An enjoyable nuisance.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're coming to us from Springfield, Missouri.
I'm down here in Springfield, Missouri. I'm supposed to go to this other radio station, but they're gonna have to wait until this is done.
Oh, we're not doing the simulcast?
Well, I couldn't get over there, you know. It's like because I woke up drunk and we're getting ready. We're doing a gig tonight, opening for Eka Mouse.
Yike.
It's a special rock and rasta show.
Sko and Mo.
Yeah, Eek and Eric. And because they figured that, you know, people were saying, well, what do you have in common with Eek? It's, we do smoke the same brand.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe is, I don't know, it's sort of a winter vibe. You know, I'm kind of riding on my own vibe of doing so well in the last few weeks. You know, this is what it forced me to be able to wake up drunk. And
moving rapidly towards a tax bracket.
Yeah, I hope to get it. It's kind of nice down here. The sun's out. Is the sun out down up there?
I don't know. I'm locked in a basement.
Oh, you're in the bunker.
But we were, it was pretty cold the last couple of days. I think it finally warmed up now that I don't have to work outside.
Oh, it's pretty cool here, and Joan Jett's playing tomorrow here in Springfield, and I'm gonna go drop in on her.
Yeah.
Hello for the first time in many years.
Your former employer.
Yeah. See if I can get my amp back.
You're right.
Hey, babe, you got my amp.
Hey, I saw your new amp over at Mojo. It's looking good.
Oh man, I got. Where else can you go but Springfield, Missouri, and find brand new 1963 knobs for a basement.
I don't know. Where else but Missouri?
Nowhere.
Oh.
That's the thing.
I see.
That's the vibe. So, not too much to say, Hound. We're just going out to get a couple of double hamburgers with mustard, pickle, and onions on them.
You got it.
That's the way it's done down here. We don't have no ketchup on our hamburgers.
No catsup. Well, you'll be back in town Monday, eh?
Yeah, bar patrons beware.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Okay, Roscoe.
Say hi to the gang and Bruce, and is Denois out there with you?
Denois here. El Bruce is down with the flu.
Oh, yeah?
I'm up with the flu. Andy's out getting food, and Mr. T is here spinning discs.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Joe says hi, and Lou says hi.
Hello, guys.
And I say bye-bye.
Here comes that sound we love. I love that. Beam me up, Scotty. Anyway, what was that whole mess before the Vibe Report? We had a break into the end of that record. Todd was programming us an entire set of Snapper Rock, I guess. You want to go through that, Mr. T? And you're plugging one of these records your very own self, right?
Susan Barrett with Chico's Girl. The Beatlettes, which is our pal Ogner's favorite girl group record and only 17. The Pussy Willows did Turn Her Down. The Weekends with Ringo. A Bow-Legged Bohemian, which I picked up on an unnamed acetate, more of which about in a minute. And we start off with the Pussy Willows.
And the Snappers.
The Pussy Willows and The Boat That I Rode. The Pussy Willows will be at Maxwell's next Friday, along with the Untamed Youth, the world-famous Blue Jays, Vince Bernicevic in a usual non-musical appearance, and
an entire caravan of non-entities, folks.
And for another pair of tickets to this fine event, we'll take a few callers during the next set, and whoever comes up with the best name for the group on the acetate wins.
Yeah, I made up Edna and the Snappers myself. Do I win? No.
Maybe.
Anyway, what else is going on? We ain't got no more news. We got news later. So, yeah, so 201-266-7999. Come up with a good name for that gal group and win two tickets to that caravan of non-entities featuring the world-famous Blue Jays.
Night of a Thousand Retards this summer.
You want to tell about the Pussy Willows record? Since you're
sure,
out here plugging it.
Sure, it's a brand new mini LP or maxi EP, whichever you'd prefer.
Whichever gets the biggest retail price.
Telstar Records and the Pussy Willows themselves consist of three females from the area, and the backing musicians include members of the Ron Chans, Blue Jays, VBAF, and other
superstars.
Yeah, it's
giants in their chosen field, folks.
It's sort of an air force in its own right. And this album is available in
sort of a navy
stores as of yesterday. And you'll recognize it from the many colored cover.
From the many colored cover. Okay, anyway, play some more records. If you got a good name, 201-266-7999. Let's kick it one time with Guitar Junior. A one and a two and a three and a...
Knocks me out, right off my feet. Killing a baby, you can't be beat. Oh, she fine, fine, fine. Pretty little thing. Uh-huh. Every time I see her walking down the street, a giggling and winking with everybody she meet. Knocks me out, right off my feet. Killing a baby, you can't be beat. Complexion is bad. I mean, she knocks me out the way she wears her hair. Knocks me out, right off my feet.
Kill a baby, you can't be beat. Cause you're fine, fine, fine. Pretty little, pretty little thing. Fine, fine, fine. Pretty little, pretty little thing.
People to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog.
You sure are ugly, but you sure can dance. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. My mama's in the bed, papa's in jail, sister's on the corner, holly petitions for sale. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm not a butcher, and I'm not a butcher's son, but I can trim a little meat until the butcher boy comes. Stick out your can. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm not a nutcracker, the nutcracker son, but I can pop some nuts until a nutcracker come. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Hey, you stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm gonna save my nickels, put them in a glass. I'm going downtown, I'm gonna buy me some apples. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Up the hill, I push the cart, I push so hard you can hear me sneeze. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man.
Guys who say house tricks.
Well, what would you do to attack it like this?
Well, you got a good woman that knows the smoke. Ain't the little money to play, she goes. You gotta please the doorkeeper. Don't never treat a drunk. Because you ain't got to worry if your mom doesn't have to do it. If your woman stayed out all night long, need some loving when she came back home. Please, the dog teaser, don't never treat a girl. Because you got no worry when your mom just hot. She loves rock, and when it gets good, she don't like to stop. Please don't tease her, don't never treat a girl. Man, you ain't got to worry if you're not just how to do it. Oh, but I can do it.
Mm-hmm. on me, good rockin', cause I know I'm just hot and dirty.
Over my dead body.
Well, yeah, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yep, this is the Hound. And this is WFMU East Orange, where I forgot to change the cart. Hold on a second. This is like live radio. This is what makes it exciting. See, we'll get the right cart out of the cart box here.
I'll keep your interest going by reminding you we do have a very special concert announcement coming up soon.
Right, and then we pretend like we did this right and go like this.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank y'all. Anyway, what did we just hear? That's Jimmy McCracklin with Please and Papa. Lafayette the Thing Thomas taking that amazing guitar solo. And we are working on that film project of Lafayette's life story. He died as a hose assembler. Do you know that? So we have Bob Quine starring as Lafayette the Thing Thomas. Robert Jr. Lockwood with I'm Gonna Dig Myself a Hole. And he will be appearing tonight at Town Hall along with Pinehead Perkins. Rufus Thomas with I'm Off That Stuff. Roscoe Holland with The Garbage Man. And Guitar Jr. with She Knocks Me Out. Fine. And this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. And Mr. T is here to tell us a little bit about who won the contest.
Okay, the winner, we do have a winner. And the new name of the group who performed Bow-Legged Bohemian for you is Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. That was a good answer. Thank you, Harry Chapin's friend, brother. What else was going on? Oh, yeah, I'm wondering what to do because my news folder is over there. We got a little poetry corner.
Yes, I think it's time we took a little break from this raucous racket. And this is from the January 26th through February 1st issue of The Black American. And I guess the title is They Locked Up Their Own Godfather, and it goes something like this. America's godfather is in deep trouble. According to the law, he was, quote-unquote, attempting to flee the police, and he was using a suspended license. 6 years in jail. Hard labor. $1,000 fine. He didn't kill anybody. He wasn't fleeing the scene of an accident. The police said, quote-unquote, improper lane changes. Poor America. Poor sick America. We gave you a song to sing and a rhythm to dance. We made you, America. You were nothing. And now you lock us up in jail. 6 years, 12 years, 400 years. You would destroy your own godfather if you could, but you can't. Quote unquote, God ain't gonna let you. God's gonna make you pay. Oh yeah, payment day is coming.
A moving poetry reading from Mr. T. That's from
The accompanying picture is pretty amazing, yeah. Too. A real, like, dusted James
Brown. When being pulled over by the police, he did the good foot dance behind the wheel.
Oh, incidentally, we hope you didn't offend anybody.
Who is they, by the way? That's what I couldn't quite figure out.
Yeah, they didn't credit that.
Whose godfather is he? He's all our godfather?
He's our godfather.
It's everybody? America?
If you got any soul.
America's godfather.
You got some news there, Denois?
Yeah, actually. A couple of these you had in your file kind of caught my eye.
Yes.
From Goshen. Where's Goshen? New York or Long Island?
Goshen. He's the guy that played the Riddler on Batman. Goshen.
He's from Pittsburgh, you know. Anyway, Joseph Pickle, P-I-K-U-L, Joseph Pickle, claimed his now-deceased wife had photographs of him in women's clothing and was planning to use them against him. A witness testified yesterday at his murder trial. Oh, he's a retired cop. Retired New York City cop Richard... Oh, no. I'm sorry, he's not. Richard Composto claimed Pickle, 54, made the statement early on October 27, 1987, when he was filling out a missing persons report on Diane Pickle. He said he sometimes wore women's clothes, but his wife encouraged him to do that, said Composto. She even took pictures of them and was going to use them against him. Diane Pickle disappeared from the Summers Amagansett Long Island summer home early Saturday morning, October 24th, 87. Her body turned up bound in a tarpaulin the following Wednesday, 30 feet off the New York State Thruway near Newburgh. Nice place to dump it. Her husband, a once wealthy Wall Street stock analyst, was charged with the crime. Pickle. Joseph Pickle.
Thank you, Denois. Anyway, so much for the canoes. We got things to announce. The world-famous Blue Jays at McGovern's on Spring Street tonight. That's free. Untamed Youth, the world-famous Blue Jays, and the Pussy Willows and Maxwell's Friday. Otis Rush tonight at the Village Gate. Robert Jr. Lockwood and Pinehead Perkins at Town Hall tonight. I believe that's it for announcements. So we got the return of Wilbert's Corner. We had such an amazing response to this Todd's moving tribute to the greatest living rock and roll singer, Wilbert Harrison. Last time he was out on the show, that we have a whole new Wilbert's Corner here.
That's right, and today this also doubles, besides being Wilbert's Corner, as the Soul Caboose, Vom Set, Blues Hangover, and Hillbilly Hangover portions of the show.
That's what I call working.
And this the first number we're going to hear. We'd all like to send it out to America's favorite couple, Billy Miller and Miriam Lina, to be wed tomorrow, and will
what
no doubt will be a beautiful ceremony.
I'm sure. Anyway, this goes out to you guys, and hit it.
God up above, have sent me true love. At last I am happy. I'm so happy in love. I'm so happy. Happy in love. I'm so happy. God sent me love. My love, her name is Kate. She's got a real crazy shape. She's got what it takes. Let me stop for goodness sakes. I'm so happy. She's got confidence in me. She don't worry when I'm out. I'm so happy. Happy in love. I'm so happy. God sent me love.
Folks, in case you missed it, I'm going to go back and play this harmonica solo. Listen to this. Beautiful. Look so doggone sweet, twist
River Phoenix at Maxwell's, Friday, February 17th. River Phoenix, Maxwell's, Friday, February 17th, 9 p.m.
Darling, darling, won't you stand by me? Whoa, stand by me. Whoa, stand now, yeah. Stand by me now. If the sky wanna tumble and fall, and the mountain here should crumble to the sea, no, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me now. Trouble, won't you stand by me? Whoa, stand by me. Whoa, stand now, yeah. Stand by me now.
I'm gonna make a sentimental journey. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew memories. I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to run? Gonna take the sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Yeah. Could be so yearning. Why did I decide to run? Gonna take the sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set this on heart at ease. Gonna make the sentimental journey.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, and this is FMU East Orange, WFMU East Orange. And that's our Wilbert's Corner, Wilbert Harrison, boss of music as we know it. And from the back of the front, Sentimental Journey, Near to You, Stand By Me. We had a couple of callers who suggested if you play it backwards, there might be a subliminal message in it, but I don't know what the... I didn't really get any of that. Blah, blah. Kansas City Twists, Happy in Love was the opener, and that goes out to Billy and Miriam. Anyway, Mr. T.
Yes.
What up with this Wilbert guy?
What can I say? The man is just one big musical question mark.
You know it. And we have coming up, Mr. T promised at 5 o'clock a big concert announcement.
By special mayoral decree, the weekend of Friday, March 31st, Saturday, April 1st, has been declared in Hoboken as... That's right, you guessed it, Hazel Atkins Weekend. There will be parties, festivities, balloons during the day, and both evenings will conclude with musical performances at the Maxwell's Club.
And free lithium for your children.
Special musical guests each night. Tickets will be on sale in about a week at Pier Platters in Hoboken and See Here in Manhattan.
And I think we're going to have Haz back on the Hound Show.
Indeed, you will.
A three-time Hound appearee.
All right.
Anyway, our food is here. We're going to hear one by Hazel, then we'll go right into Hillbilly Hangover. Mr. Chicken Walk himself, he'll be here. When was that?
March 31st, April 1st.
Jeez, that's a lifetime away. What the hell?
Come on, baby, I'll show you how. Go.
one more, baby, I'll show you how. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Wiggle yourself from head to toe. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby. Up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
Again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold. Again. Again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong. The love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Makers of Mother's Best, the all-purpose family flour, bring you Slim Rhodes and his Mother's Best Mountaineers.
It's frail and fragile, that's flour by the best for Mother's Best. It is guaranteed for every need, so put it to the test. Hooray!
You can light my jumper
like my overhaul. Catch a train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo, Washington.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
When Ma and Pa was fast asleep and I'd start to squall, they'd grab me by my tiny feet and bang me against the wall. When I started cutting teeth and if I'd start to whine, they'd massage my little gums with good old turpentine. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about that child psychology. Got on their nerves and they could stand no more. Well, they'd just get the hammer and nail me to the floor. They'd pick me up and baby me when I'd start to yell. They'd tie a rock around my neck and throw me in the well. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about their child psychology. No one would ever see if the water was too hot or was too cold for me. If I turned blue, it was too cold. They didn't care a lot.
They always knew that I'd turn red if the water was too hot. I wish that you could see the way they treated me. I wish my folks had known about their child psychology.
Howdy, howdy. All right. This here is Lester Road Hog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. It's big doings here tonight at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. We coming at you live here at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. This here tonight is being recorded by Mercury Music Record Company down in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, U.S. of A. This here's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And I want y'all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. They got... All right. All right. All right. Just be on your best behavior. We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Roadhog none.
I woke up this morning aching with pain. Don't think I can work, but I'll try. The car's in the shop, so I found all the way. Oh, these days I barely get by. I walked home from work and it rained. She laid all our bills on the desk in the hall. Of these days I barely get by. Put my only $2 on my favorite horse. He lost by a nose and I cry. Oh, my boss says come winter we'll all be laid off. Oh, these days I barely get by. These days I barely get by. Lay down and die. Worst of all was when she told me goodbye. Whoa, these days I barely get by. Whoa, these days one barely.
Okay, you can also get tickets at Duffy's Drug and Hardware Store right across from Roy's Radio Repair. Now, all right. Now, moving along here, here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto. If it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Rock that blood and hop up my boy. Woo, but I'm dragging down.
what was left on the road, it wasn't very much. We flew out of town, we were side by side. Twin carburetors was a running wild. Smoke a ballin' up for a mile behind. I see that fly, she left me way behind. Well, I'm dragging, dragging down Main once more. With a peroxide blonde and a hopped up bottle of oil. But I'll never, never, never drag down me no more. With a peroxide blonde and hopped up bottle of oil.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. He's down. That's our hillbilly hangover. Just in time, I finished my food. That's Jack Clement, the guy who pretty much ruined Sun Records, right? That he did all the worst stuff. Put those backing vocals on Johnny Cash records and stuff. But that's a hopped up Peroxide Blonde and a hopped up Model Ford. Goes out to Julie, who sent that in on a tape. George Jones with "These Days I Barely Get By." Homer and Jethro. Child psychology. Jethro just bought the farm this week. The Carter family with "Cannonball." Buck Owens with "Together Again." Opened up with Hazel Atkins and "Chicken Walk." And what's that big announcement again, Mr. T?
March 31st, April 1st, Hazel Atkins weekend in Hoboken. Words are starting to fail me at about this point. Words and the fact that I just had...
I broke down and sobbed after that last announcement.
I just ate the Sputnik, which is...
The Harris Diner.
The Harris Diner, and as the promo on the menu says, it's truly out of this world.
Right. Right through your stomach and out of this world. Anyway, what's going on here? Oh, yeah, Dan, where's my news folder?
Oh, right. I think you wanted something from this one, actually.
This is it.
Yeah.
Right. This is all these... You know, the Japanese are taking over the world, basically. And this is what we have to look forward to. These are all actual real inventions that are in use in Japoland right now. Japanese who are bothered by obscene callers or unwanted sales representatives who phone at inconvenient times have an effective way to reply. An electronic machine attached to the phone allows the recipient of the call to press a button whereby a threatening male voice yells, "What do you want?" in Japanese, of course. And press another button and a 100-decibel blast goes off in the ear of the person who called. And I got one on my machine that goes into Vince Bernicevic's Air Force version of Big Bird. I'm sorry, go ahead, Todd.
Well, that's all right, because I'm going to say that. I have one on my machine that emits the harmonica solo of Wilbert Harrison that we heard previously.
That's pretty brutal. How about this invention? A battery-powered headband that cools Japanese people's heads to 15 degrees below their regular body temperatures. This is supposed to sharpen mental acuity. The combination air conditioner headband was designed to help students, but is popular among office workers, doctors, and computer specialists, too. As I keep a cool head when you're in Japan. When Japanese people are sick, they are very courteous. Many Japanese people, when they have a cold, wear face masks of cotton gauze so they will not breathe on others. Slogans have begun to appear on the masks. Two examples, "Achu," "On the Road to Recovery." You're very witty.
The underwear one's pretty good there, Ham.
I was getting to it there, okay. Denwa, but I was going to get to the ice cream one first. This is my favorite, actually. Ice cream is sold in flavors that might startle even the most adventuresome American, even Billy Miller, who eats ballpark-flavored popcorn, I believe. Examples, sweet potato, blue cheese, and horseradish ice cream. That sounds good. I got horseradish ice cream. That sounds good to me. And for a really wealthy and ostentatious diner, some restaurants feature noodles garnished with flakes of genuine gold leaf. This is said to be readily digestible. The underwear one. Japanese men and women seem to be shy about their underwear. They feel that the laundering of it should be a discreet and private matter. Thus, there is a shop that features 240 mailbox-like compartments, each with its own key. A Japanese man or woman buys a key, then places his dirty underwear in the mailbox along with a prepaid ticket. By noon the next day, the underwear, folded and cleaned, is waiting in the box.
Fine idea, eh?
Well,
we open one of those up on like Avenue A or something.
I don't know. Do you get self-conscious? You get self-conscious about skid marks there, Dan, when your mom's doing your laundry. I do.
Doesn't everyone?
I don't know. Yeah, that's about it. From Japanese invention.
Can I read this one here?
Why, certainly.
It's it was bound to happen one of these days file.
Oh yeah.
They finally closed. I think everybody I know's favorite theater in New York. The
Variety Photo Place.
There you go.
Right, home of the $2 BJ.
Yep.
What are you gonna do for work now, Dan?
City slammed the doors. I'm in trouble, man. First the Cinema 14. Now this guy says, it is evident that the amount of high-risk sex occurring at the Variety increased dramatically after they closed the Cinema 14 one down across the street.
Oh, yeah. But it's really a good-looking theater. It's like they should make that into a good revival house and then let me, pick the movies.
But anyway, the inspectors said, in court papers, the inspectors said they saw 57 high-risk sex acts involving 114 different individuals on 8 occasions.
And one chicken, 2 cows.
And they didn't even go to the bathroom.
And a plunger. And Linda Blair.
Remember they used to have the double feature on Monday? I think I went there with you one time. You and...
Oh, right. That we saw those two bad spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
God's Gun with Lee Van Cleef. That was a good movie. It was
that
a spaghetti
was a
western
movie.
With everybody wearing bell-bottoms.
Oh,
the best kind of spaghetti western.
And then the beach movie.
Oh, that was Revenge of the Nerds,
yeah,
7 or something.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah,
Lieberman liked it.
Right.
Anyway.
This is very fascinating.
The Variety is
goodbye,
the variety is closed.
Photo place. But you know, it's obvious they're just going to rip down the entire south side of 14th Street from Union Square all the way to First Avenue.
I bet you they won't be able to rip that theater down, though.
I bet you they will.
It's like a 20s. It says here it was a 20s like silent movie theater.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest theaters still standing in Manhattan, and it's beautiful, and they'll rip it down, and they'll put up something ugly that looks like a box, because that's the way it goes when you get guys like little Donnie Trump running your city.
Yeah, that whole south side of 14th Street.
Slime-sucking little dog. He is.
On its way out.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a record queued up. Mr. T, we're getting back to selling your little Bo Diddit LP.
Well, since we're talking about world issues and politics, what have you here, I think it's only fitting. Politics and rock and roll, well, they don't usually mix, but Bo Diddley, genius enough to pull it off, as we will hear on this number.
Bo for president.
Hey, Coochie. believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into and the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Will you put me down, now turn me loose? If I hang around, you cook my goose.
Well, I look over yonder. yonder, and what I see, the old water boy coming after me. Sometimes he'd be running, and then again he'd be jumping. Oh, you ought to hear my sledgehammer pumping. Well, I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna tell you time and again. It was a terrible wind. It was my sledgehammer. I'm a man amongst me. Work for a little bit of pay. Sweat running off everywhere. Oh, I'm a working man.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Some of that savage Bo Diddley beat. It's amazing all the things you can do with the Bo Diddley beat, and that's namely do the Bo Diddley beat forever. So, Mr. T's going to tell us what we heard. That last thing was Bo doing Working Man from the CD. Oh, not that great of a song, but it only came out on a CD, and I'm the only one stupid enough to buy it, so you heard it, you know, you go tape it or something. Anyway, what was the rest of all that mess, Mr.
We heard Gar Bacon from the Bo Did It compilation, his tribute to the Hound, Marshall. That's actually from the unreleased Gar Bacon is a Hash Slinger album. Sleepy LaBeef, Turn Me Loose. Sleepy will be coming to Hoboken in about 2.5 months, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Jimmy Elledge doing Bo Diddley with a little bit of a Tex-Mex flavor. Phil Flowers from the Bo Did It album, and the story of Johnny Bombani. And we opened up with the boaster himself and Hey, Khrushchev.
Yeah, little foreign policy lesson from Mr. Bo Diddley. Anyway, I don't know if he's, I don't think he's going to be any good or not, but there's this guy named Bo Diddley Jr. playing tomorrow at 666 Broadway. For those of you who,
like really dull blues,
yeah.
Heard a tape of Mr. Jr. and
Mr. Jr.
It's not happening, folks.
So what do we have to announce? The world famous Blue Jays, McGovern's on Spring Street tonight. That's free. Untamed Youth, the Blue Jays, and the Pussy Willows, Maxwell's Friday.
Otis. Alec Azadik, River Rainbow Phoenix, Vince Bernicevic. It's
yeah, that's all the same night. Next Friday, Otis Rush tonight at the Village Gate. Robert Jr., Lockwood, and Pine Top Perkins at Town Hall. I think that's it to announce. We have anything else to say? We're almost through. We can play some more records. Here's a good one. This is the Cellos with music by Joey and the Dual Sonics.
A little number entitled Chicken Back Twist.
I think it's more like Chicken Back Twist. Nope, that isn't it. This is it.
The chicken back twist.
Everybody's
going
all
day
down. Everybody's
going
around and around.
Who's
the
second
guy?
What's
the name of that
dance? The chicken back twist.
The chicken back twist.
Everybody's going all that down. Everybody's.
What's the name of that dance?
The chicken back twist.
Oh. I hit it that day.
The chicken back twist.
What's the name of that dance?
The chicken back twist.
Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Bob like a pogo stick.
Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Woo, Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, she's my girl. Yes, she's my girl, and I love her so. Doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie, go, girl, go, yeah.
Thank you.
camel walk.
Bobolina, Bobolina, it's in my jam. Bobolina, Bobolina, it's in my jam. It's in my jam, and I love it so. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That just about wraps it up, I guess. What did we just hear? That was Marco King with Answer Your Phone. The Shades with Bopolina. The Moroccos with Red Hots and Chili Max. And the Cellos with music by Joey and the Dual Sonics with Chicken Back Twist. Anyway, we'd like to thank Mr. T for coming out here and Spinner Records. And go buy The Boat Did It and
thank
the Pussy Willows. And then
worshippers of good
next
music.
Time I'll get the payola price up if you buy those records. And
if you don't buy them, I'll have to put more out that much sooner. So think about
right.
it.
And we'd like to thank Den Y in the booth there. Andy the bartender at the wheel.
Yep.
And I'd like to say congratulations to Billy Miller and Miriam Linna, who are getting married tomorrow.
Congratulations.
And Laurius is up next. Until then, if the good Lord's will and the caddies run it, I'll be back next week. Aloha.
rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. I was standing in the corner. Somebody rock with me.